Well, it is the first Sunday of Lent, and for many of us, Lent is a time when we think about what can we sacrifice? What can we give up? What can we give to God in our willingness to step aside, to put aside some worldly pleasure to show to our Lord, to our God, that we know that we are not worthy of His blessing. But the psalmist here, David, says what God wants is not a sacrifice, but a broken and contrite heart. David, as psalmist, talks about how my sin is ever before me. We have to be willing to look at ourselves and see ourselves in the light of His truth and recognize that we are indeed sinners. But it's not enough just to see ourselves as sinners. I think sometimes as Christians we think that we accept Christ as our Savior and then we're done. But we're not done. Accepting Christ as our Savior means looking at what we have done and who we are and being willing to admit that we have made mistakes and repent. A broken and contrite heart is not a broken heart like we talk about, you know, falling in love and then falling out of love and having a broken heart because somebody dumped us. God doesn't dump us. God is always faithful. A broken heart means breaking that hardness of heart that keeps us from seeing ourselves by the light of truth, justifying things that we should know better, that we should know our sins, that we should know we need to repent of, but we don't want to admit, that we don't want to think we did anything wrong, that we want to make excuses for, have justifications for. He doesn't need to hear those. He needs to hear, "I'm sorry, God. I didn't do what I was supposed to do, or I did what I wasn't supposed to do." Just as Paul says, "I do the things that I should not, and the things I should do, I do not." That's all of us. We all don't do what we should do at times, or do what we should not at times. But we need to be willing to look at that, to see that, to be honest about that, and then repent and say, "We're sorry," and change. Oh, you mean repenting isn't good enough? Uh-uh. Just as Paul has said, should I then sin so that I can be forgiven? By no means. No, God does not want us to continue in our sinful ways. He wants to see our sin. He wants us to see our sin. He knows already. He wants us to admit our sin and ask for forgiveness and then become a better person. What does Jesus say to the woman that He saved from stoning? Go and sin no more. Not just go and keep doing what you've been doing. Go and sin no more. Change. Become like His Son. Become what we can be with His power and love within us. Amen. David knew. David knew because God had put him in the most powerful position in the land. And he knew that from the time he was a shepherd boy and was given the job of facing the biggest, baddest, meanest, best armored of the warriors of the other army that was about to demolish his country with a slingshot. Wow. You know, it's a great story. But David doesn't stop there. He struggles for the rest of his life, for the rest of his kingship, for the rest of his rulership in this world with his troubles, with his enemies, with his problems, with himself. He struggles to see his sin, repent of his sin, and be the person that God has ordained him to be. It's not easy to be God's person. What's easy is to ignore our sinfulness. What's easy is to make excuses for our selfishness and our meanness and our argumentativeness and all the other mean, ugly, nasty things that we do when we're not doing what God would have us do. The easy thing is to say, well, I'm a Christian, I'm saved. It's okay. Is it okay? No. When we make mistakes, we make mistakes. We need to repent. We need to make amends when we can. We need to turn around and try and help others because others have helped us. I told Mike this morning when he called to ask if anybody needed a ride to church that nobody did, but I appreciated him being willing to do that because somebody had given me a ride when I needed it. And who knows when someone else will need a ride and it will change their life. Doesn't seem like much, does it? Just to go by, pick somebody up, bring them to church. But that day in church might be the day when their soul is called to come to know God in a way that they never have before. Might be a day when their heart is broken, that hardness melts, and they see their sin for the first time from that perspective of, I can't make excuses for what I've done anymore. We never know when a word, a hug, a moment, a card, or a ride is going to change someone's life. Who changed your life? What changed your life? How bad could it have been had they not been there? What trouble could we have had had someone not reached out a hand, or a hug, or a help, or an old broken down Ford van? Whatever it takes. Father, be with us. Show us your way. Show us how we can serve you. Not enough just to give up something for Lent. What God wants is a broken and contrite heart and a willing service as a result. Amen.